top headlines.
Big win for the Bruins last night. Good enough to give them first place in the Eastern Conference as they took care of the visiting Tampa Bay Lightning 4-2 the final. See, David Pastrnak got in a fight because what? You saw Tuukka fight and that got you fired up?
Yeah, as soon as Tuukka actually fires me up, as soon as I saw him running around in the first or second period, so I was like, oh, I guess it's my time now.
There you go. So, Tuukka fights, Pastrnak fights, and the Bruins get a 4-2 win. They will stay home to take on the Florida Panthers in a matinee game tomorrow. It'll be a quick turnaround at the Garden as the Celtics are home to take on the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. Red Sox, losers of their first regular season game, despite having a 4-0 lead going into the eighth. They lost 6-4. Mookie Betts, you want to talk about the bullpen issues?
I mean, you know, it happens. You know, it's part of the game. Right. Nobody's going to have your stuff every day, but it's countless number of games where they bailed us out. So
not this year.
So much spring.
They're not going to have their stuff every day. Well, so far they haven't had it on any days.
Well, spring training maybe. If I
that doesn't count. They're not going to have their best stuff every day. Well,
they
so
kept
far,
score.
Mookie, they haven't had it at all.
They were like 22-9-1 in spring
best
training.
Best freaking record in spring training.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for that.
So tell
guys
the person responsible for keeping score and keeping the records.
I'm just wondering if yesterday it was like the 86 World Series when they had to take the tarps down when the Red Sox were about to win and like roll the carts of beer out of the clubhouse. Did they have to do that with a fog machine yesterday? Like, oh crap, shut down the DJ, get the fog machine out of here.
They started rolling the fog and they had to send someone back into the clubhouse to
get that out of here.
And the Mets win it.
Headlines brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Download the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. It's available in the App Store and Google Play. Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yo, what's good, man?
What's good?
Trying to see what's going to happen, man. What team I'm going to go with or what team's going to offer me. What you think I should do?
I don't know. You know what my choice is.
What?
Either Houston or Detroit.
Man, what if they ain't called, man?
Well, it's your decisions. I'm with you. 100.
For the love of God, Jim, can we play some Drake? I mean, he clearly loves Drake.
Maybe.
Detroit. I mean, Patricia.
Could Jim?
That's his brother, by the way, that Malcolm Butler's talking to there.
Could Jim have dropped the ball anymore?
His brother
any
still lived
music?
Out south?
Brother Butler, I believe so.
A lot of people in the south always sound like they're tired.
No. It's because they're like so slow-moving and relaxed. Yeah. Like everything down there.
It's in small town.
They're moving at a different speed than us in the northeast.
Hey,
you want
one of them jobs fixing him a lawnmower there? Meet some French fried potatoes.
There's just they are in no rush.
Don't touch that ball.
They don't rush. It's probably better that way, but it's not how we're wired.
Could you imagine how long it would take, like, an order to get made down a Dunk? Like, you ever go to Florida, like a Dunkin' Donuts in Florida?
Yes, it's painful.
Like, oh, here. Oh, would you like another sugar?
Remember when we were in Houston last year? Everything's just
slower. Let's go, people, let's go.
Pick up the pace.
Oh,
give Minnesota that. At least when we were in Minnesota for the Super Bowl, those people move.
It's cold.
It is. It's something about it. Talk slow, move slow. Everything is slower. Drive a little slower, maybe. I don't know. That's his brother, and obviously, I don't know if that's based on liking those teams. Maybe his brother's a fan of those teams. I don't know. But the interest level of the Lions and Matt Patricia.
Yeah, if you like Cincinnati, brother play. Like,
either Houston or Detroit.
Man, what if they ain't called, man?
Well, we don't know. Does he have more of the agent, more on the calls?
Music?
More on the Titans, more on getting more money out of the Titans,
Anything
Jim?
On Houston, Jim?
You want the Deion Lewis stuff or do you want the agent stuff?
I want the agent stuff. That's what I want.
Malcolm, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, okay. How you feeling?
Good, man, good. Excited.
Listen, I am too. The teams that I think right now that have shown the most interest are the Bears, the Saints, the Titans, the Texans, and I also got a call from the Lions. We're about to find out how serious they are, I think, as the day progresses, and we'll see what kind of offers these teams make. But I'll call you as soon as I get some more information, but stay by your phone.
All right, cool.
A lot of teams there.
Three teams with Patriot ties. Lions, Titans, Texans.
Hmm. Oh, my. Was there anything else?
I thought there was five teams that were interested in you.
Malcolm,
you know, I've got some good news for you, but it's going to be, we've got a lot of work ahead of us. The Bears have officially made an offer to you. It's only 3 years, and the average per year is $10 million. The Titans, though, have also made an offer.
Pause. The Logan Ryan deal.
Uh-huh.
We talked about that. Oh, here goes Zoe with the call that again.
Call it.
We discussed that possibility, the 3 at 30.
I said this
Malcolm
at the start
Butler,
of free agency.
The Logan Ryan deal, he might get one of those.
You and I sat here at the start of free agency, and I asked you point blank, who would you take? Heads up. Logan Ryan or Malcolm Butler? And you said, I'd take Malcolm Butler, better player. I said, well, negotiating starts at 3 for 30, and then you move up. That's where that's his floor.
That was his floor.
That's not a low. That's a solid offer that call they made it. There. 3 at 30. Okay, to the Titans.
The Titans, though, have also made an offer, and it's at for 5 years, and the average is 11 per year. We haven't gotten the specifics of signing bonuses or anything else, but that's kind of where we are right now. But they have both officially made offers to us.
Those are just initial offers, Derek, right?
Yeah. Those are just the initial offers that we've received. The Texans, I've talked with them. They have not made an offer, but they are interested in making you just maybe a 1 year offer.
Ooh.
And I've told them that we will not refuse any offers, but I do not think that you're excited about playing on a 1 year contract. What do you think about playing on a 1 year contract?
That's a tryout contract.
Yeah, I agree.
You've been there, done that.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said he's already tried out. I'm going to be working up right now a counter proposal to their offers. I will get with you and get your final okay on that. But I think that's kind of the road we're going to have to go down right now. Is let's start pursuing these offers with the Bears and the Titans and see where that goes. I know they are not where you want to be right now, and let's just keep working. You know, I like where we are right now, but it's not where we need to be. Do not have a knee-jerk reaction to these offers.
So the first initial offer was 5 years, 55, right? Five and 11 per year?
Yep.
He ended up with five at 61, $30 million guaranteed, right? I've got my numbers right on that.
Yep.
So they got $6 million more out of the Titans. How did they do it?
They only had a three-year, $30 million offer was the next biggest.
Could have made something up. Called her bluff.
So maybe they don't really pull it back the curtain as far as we thought they would do there. But they ended up, let's just say this, they weren't far apart then.
Weren't far apart. And then once he came back with probably
$1 million a year.
Once he came back with the actual signing bonus and guarantee, they probably said, hey, kick it up another $3 million. We signed this thing today. That's how that
went. You want the final decision?
Yep.
Yeah.
The offers, the agent presents him with all the offers.
Yep.
All right, Larry, are you there?
Oh, come on, Team Butler, been here. Let's go, Derek. Give me some good news. All right.
Okay, stop.
Okay, guys.
The handler, Larry the handler.
Larry the handler is really starting to annoy me.
Like, God forbid Malcolm can't open a door for himself. Or, hey, Malcolm, how do you feel about a one-year trial? And Larry said, been there, done that. Malcolm should just deal with the agent, okay? Go ahead, Larry the Handler.
His own hype man.
Wonder what his percentage is.
Larry the Handler.
Okay, guys, here we go. We've got a solid offer from the Bears. We just heard back from the Titans. The total package is a five-year, $61.25 million with an average per year of $12,250,000. That's a great offer. You know, it kind of meets some of the things that might make you happy, Malcolm. It's a little bit closer to home. Malcolm, you've got a huge decision to make, man. Why don't you think about it for just a second? But we've got just a little bit of time, and then let me know. Or if you know what you want to do, let's do it right now, and I'll lock this thing in.
I know what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to be a Tennessee Titan.
Just tighten it up.
Yeah. Tighten up. Make that deal done. Tighten up. Yes, sir.
Okay, that guy is starting to annoy me, too. What the hell is his deal? Enough of you.
But
hanger on. You know what that guy is? He's a hanger on. That's what he is.
He'll be shining Malcolm's
rims. What's he looking for, his cut?
Malcolm be pulling up in his Bentley. He'd be out there at the golf tournament cleaning his rims for him. Hey, Malcolm, it's shiny enough.
I know what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to be a Tennessee Titan.
Just tighten it up.
Yeah. Who's the guy?
Go away, you.
Who's the that movie, The Sandlot? The two kids from The Sandlot.
Lil Malcolm.
Who's there. That? Remember the Sandlot movie? The kid would say something, and his little brother would be like, yeah. And it's a dad.
Timmy and Tommy Timmons.
Timmy and Tommy Timmons. Yeah.
I think he wanted to say type it up, and then he went with Titan.
Malcolm.
Just kept rolling with
Malcolm, how you feel about a one-year deal? Oh, that's a trout.
Yeah, that's their hashtag, Tighten Up.
Tighten Up.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. Titan, as in the Tennessee Titans, tighten up. Stupid
I know what
slogan.
I'm
going
to do, man. I'm going to be a Tennessee Titan.
Just tighten it up.
Tighten up. Make that deal done.
Okay. Sorry, my bad.
Shut up, Larry.
I'm an idiot.
God.
Good for the agent, though.
Yeah, dude sounds like he knows what he's doing.
And good
especially
for Malcolm.
Get it on a documentary and look good for it.
Yeah.
That's good for him.
Very good.
I mean, that doesn't sound contrived. That sounds like that was the actual conversation, like they didn't recreate it. And Malcolm,
no, even with the special friend there.
Right. Even with
Larry the friend.
Tying him up.
And good that Malcolm wasn't all, you know, like perplexed about it. No. He made the right deal. He made the right decision. Didn't take him long. Good.
How could you turn that down?
He was ready to go, though, boy. No thinking, hey, you know, he may come back. Yeah, watch Bill franchise him. Uh-uh.
God. Heard that story.
It just tells you the Patriots were, as expected, never in the conversation.
Never.
No.
Okay, more from Mike Giardi on the Twitter. Both players said it's over and done with. Again, he tweeted a few minutes ago, texted a couple Patriots, current Patriots, about the Malcolm Butler media tour and his comments to Sports Illustrated. One said, we all wished it would have worked out better, but he should have focused on what mattered those 2 weeks, talking about leading up to the Super Bowl. The other player said, we didn't like the decision, but it wasn't without merit. Both saying it's over and done with, nothing getting said now, changes a damn thing. Finally, on Butler, quote, he tried to return to form, said one teammate, and we appreciated that, but was he ever himself last year? No, according to this player. Mike Giardi also says, and on that note, I reported on his feelings and actions dating way back to the spring. It was a tough season on a lot of fronts for Butler, but he got away from who he was as a player, and it all started with not getting paid by the Pats. Fact. I totally agree with Mike Giardi. We saw that from the onset in camp. He was never the same guy. He was not the same guy for the Patriots last season. Hopefully, now that he's found his money, he will find his game again for Malcolm Butler. In Tennessee. 617-779-0985. Your calls the rest of the way today. Zolak and Bertrand until 2.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
Yo, what's good?
Nah, man, chilling. How you?
Good, man. Just going through this free agency stuff, man. Can't wait till it's over, man. You know, I'm not sure what to do, man. What you think?
I don't know, man. I'm in a similar boat right now.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, man. I thought it'd be a lot easier.
You had several teams call already, right?
Oh yeah, about 7-8 teams calling. I'm just trying to just narrow out, you know, the best fit.
Just make the right decision for yourself, just like you told me, man.
Deion Lewis on the phone with Malcolm Butler. 617-779-0985. Thoughts on the Bruins, the Red Sox, Malcolm Butler's mini doc. Whatever you got, bring it to the table. Gene in Boston. Go ahead. Gene, turn the radio down. Oh, badass. Gene, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Go ahead. Turn the radio down.
What's up, Mean Gene?
Hey, not much. I was just thinking. A couple of years ago, Belichick picked up that guy. He was caught drinking and driving. He was all over the news.
Yeah, Michael Floyd.
Yeah, and he came in, did a couple of good plays for us, and we got a championship, I believe, that year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this guy still had to go to court. So whatever, you know, Malcolm Butler did, to deserve not to go in the game and help us get a championship, I just call bogus. I don't buy into it. What do you think?
I mean, if you're internally missing meetings and not being receptive to what you're being asked to do, I mean, that's part of, you know, the way some of the guys on the team supposedly termed it to Giardi, with merit. The benching deserved merit. Yeah, that's what I take from it. Not an incident.
Wasn't without merit.
That's like, hey, you're missing meetings or something.
Yeah,
you're late. You're always late. The other guys are always there. Then they have no problem when you bench somebody that is not. But then again, boom, people on Instagram, Brady, Hightower, they all got right after it. End of that game. Support Malcolm. Well, they kind of knew.
Because they may have felt that a benching was with merit at the start of the game, but by the second half or the second quarter or whatever, you know, you want to draw a line in there somewhere. Yeah,
there's no.
At some point, it feels like that sit down was without merit.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the game, okay, fine. You know, we're gonna roll with somebody else here, but everybody else didn't work.
Yeah. After about the 17th third down, you couldn't get off the field. You'd think, boy, maybe we better do something different here. Because Bademosi replacing Jordan Richards, that's not working either. Oh, my God. Yeah, here we are, again, talking about it.
Tyler in New Hampshire on the Bruins. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
How are you?
Good, thanks. So I'm curious to see who you guys think with, you know, Nash is still injured right now, as is Bjork and McAvoy. Who do you think that the Bruins are going to have kind of being their scratch players as they make a playoff run? And where does what's his name, the new guy from Harvard go? Is he going to go down the third line, fourth line? Donato, Ryan Donato. Yep, thank you. Where is he going to end up once they get some healthy scratches back?
Right back to the radio.
You want some of the Bruins playoff lines?
Give me the whole healthy roster.
I'm not scratching him.
Is Nash back? Can't do it yet.
Is Nash back or not?
Yeah, I think he would be. Yeah.
If he's back, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, Donato ain't going anywhere. I'd say, hey, make sure you have Nash and McQuaid when you get into the rough and tumble
games.
This
isn't like when it's Claude and when they keep the solid lines all game long. Nope. Cassidy switches it up a little bit. So it doesn't
every
really,
game.
I mean, he starts with certain guys and tries to keep them together, but he changes it up a lot. So
I'm more worried about who goes to the ninth floor as opposed to which guy is on which line. It's me as the fly-by hockey fan. I know you Bruins fans are all about your lines.
Sure.
Yeah.
You get been trained here.
Yeah, I know.
Keep Bergeron and Marchand together.
Well, that's a
fact. Then go from there. That's it. That's all that matters. Keep those two guys together. Anybody else? Well, Pasternak, too, but keep that one line together, and the other lines, just do whatever you want. I trust Cassidy at this point. He's pushed all the right buttons.
Here's what I know. They're not going to bench young guys because they're young. They're not going to send the young guys to the ninth floor and start playing the vets. Like, you know, Brian Gionta is not going to be in there unless needed. Chris is in San Fran. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
What's up, bud?
How much? So going through that That's a really interesting documentary there with Butler talking with his agents. But I want to get your guys' opinion on just what's going through the GM's mind, offering, like, the Bears offering him a one-year deal, the Titans going three, and so forth. And just maybe in some insight on what they're thinking.
Well, what's going on?
They're trying to sign Malcolm Butler. That's what they're thinking. The Bears offered the three at 30. Houston offered the 1 year. They had no shot.
Bears were interested.
No
they watched
shot.
The play over the last couple of years. They saw Tennessee came in at 3-for-30 for Logan Ryan. You were benched. You had a bad year. You're down. We're going to try and sign you for the same thing. We do use the same players.
Houston looks bad in that.
Houston wants to give him a 1 year tryout?
Yeah. Why would they ever think that they'd be in the market on a 1 year tryout deal? That's just not knowing the market. They missed.
Well,
they
also whipped. Thinking,
they
you
not,
know what?
We did could... not have an understanding of the market. Yep. I will tell you, the Bears did, even at, you know, 3-for-30 being half of less than half of what the total value ended up being. At least they were in the right ballpark on the money per year.
This is why Billy O'Brien's got a problem with Rick Smith. You could be that far off on that player when other teams are in at 3-, 4-, 5-year deals. You're going to offer a complimentary 1 year tryout deal?
You just have no idea what the market is on the player.
Hey, what did Larry the Handler say?
Been there, done that. Been there, done that. Nope, don't need that.
No way.
Bob's in Cambridge on Tuca. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys, real quick, of all the states that the satellite had to hit, why couldn't it hit Florida last night and give the some of the Red Sox some space to mention it so they forget about how they lost that game and not be a reoccurring theme for their season, huh?
Eighth inning, going to be an issue. Eighth inning is going to be an issue. If those if Carson Smith doesn't straighten it out, that's
that
a problem.
But look, Tuca, right? Tuca, the knock on Tuca has always been that he comes for games too low, he comes for too high. He never had sort of Tim Thomas in him. Last night it showed me something, not that Tuca had a good game or he fought, but he got so emotional and then came back in that game and played. And I think the next two games for him are going to be very critical, especially that Tuesday game against them, because he's going to have to even keel and come back in and play hockey. But I think this is his season. He looks so good mentally, emotionally, and gameplay.
Not on that last goal, but he did have some really nice saves in that game last night. So that's the sure. Full picture. Yeah. Fake promos are coming up at 1:50 today in today's takeaways on this Friday. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. It feels like you're going to say something. What are you going to say?
It's somebody's birthday today coming up. I have to address that,
too. It is someone's birthday.
It is.
Chris Sale.
Nope. Somebody more important than
it, I mean, I believe it is.
It is Chris Sale's
Chris
birthday.
Sale's birthday.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about him.
And Eric Clapton. Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty.
Interesting, you know, so many people were born on this day. What time do you come flying down that canal? Not the Panama Canal. Panama Jack.
I don't know.
Panama Red.
I don't know.
Tell you what, my sister-in-law had a baby this morning. That means that baby's going to have the same birthday as you.
Congratulations.
As you, Rob Poole. You and that baby.
Yeah, Rob Poole.
You and that baby.
Today's your day, buddy.
Tommy Savageau and Rob Poole are going to have the same birthday.
How about that? It's a lucky young man.
You going to go by Uncle Beetle?
No.
Uncle Mark.
No, nobody in my real life actually calls me
Uncle
that.
Mark. Mark. What's your mom say? She said, hey, Mark, get down here. Does she have an accent, your mom? I can't remember.
Somewhat. She did. I don't think that's it. I don't know what
that is. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Hey, Mark.
It's not like you're that's cast to play a like. Boston person in a movie.
Oh, yeah, me. Hello there, me yard. An Irish, me kid from New
York. Hey, I want to.
How you doing, Tommy Irish Lee part. Jones? And
I'm
away.
An Irish pirate from Boston.
Happy birthday, Hardy. And also, we haven't touched on updated information on Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
I want to do that before the day is out.
Sweet.
Maz had yet another Maz report. We'll get to it next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Just mentioned the birthday boy Chris Sale and how he had a pretty good day on the mound yesterday in the Red Sox season opener. Ultimately lost 6-4, but Sale with six shutout innings, although...
My walks were up there. Command was kind of in and out at times, but for the most part, felt like I was under control. You know, just trying to feed off of Vasquez and use my defense as much as I could and just keep rolling.
9 strikeouts for Sale in his 6 innings, allowing just the 1 hit and 3 walks.
Tonight, second game of the four-game set, it's David Price to the mound at Tropicana Field. Bruins with a big win last night, 4-2 over the visiting Tampa Bay Lightning. Bruins now in first place in the Eastern Conference. They will go again tomorrow afternoon against Florida at the TD Garden. It's going to be a quick turnaround there at the Garden as the Celtics will be home tomorrow night to play the Toronto Raptors. And this just in, a horse named Gronkowski has won a race in England and is qualified to run in the Kentucky Derby. Will there be any money bet on Gronkowski in the Kentucky
Derby?
I called
this while ago. We had a call. Somebody called regarding the Kentucky Derby. I said, I don't know anything about it, but I know there's going to be a horse named Gronkowski in it. I called it.
How did you know it? You didn't know. You did not call this.
Jim, didn't I call it?
How much did he win on the race in England?
I didn't call he was going to win that race. I said he was going to race in the Kentucky Derby.
Headlines are brought to you by Live Nation. Bon Jovi rocks the TD Garden this Monday, April 2nd. Don't miss this show. Get your tickets now at LiveNation.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports. Up more headlines in 30 minutes.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And he walks Martinez, so J.D. is on. And the Red Sox have their first base runner here this afternoon as Xander Bogaerts marching up.
Well, you can see, you know, the go-to pitch for Archer is that slider, obviously. Going to the slider on the 3-2 count to J.D. Martinez. Bounced it. Martinez at first base.
All you have to do is stay a minute. Just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is play a second. Your hands on mine. The clock is ticking, so stay.
Jim wanted to get this in because we learned yesterday Zed is J.D. Martinez's favorite music artist.
I thought Zed's dead.
Zed's dead, honey. You know who else listens to Zed? My 12-year-old and my 9-year-old.
And J.D. Martinez. Who knew?
Oh, what a walk-up song.
It's not his walk-up song. This is what he listens to in his personal time.
Yeah. A little alone time.
Yeah, we won't know his walk-up music for another 6 days.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you happen to catch Maz yesterday with an update on Kyrie Irving?
You mentioned it.
Yeah. Well, his update is the Celtics chose to take that tension wire out of Kyrie Irving's knee.
Oh, God.
And that was to alleviate the pain for the time being. Now, this is something that I asked Brad Stevens about the other day in our interview. I said, is this it? Is it over? Or will they need to go and do more surgery? And Stevens dodged the question and said, you know, I'm not going to answer for Kyrie.
Yeah.
Talk to Kyrie about that. Because my suspicion has been that there's going to be more surgery coming on that knee. Again, this doesn't worry me long term. I think he's fine. I think that knee is going to be fine, but there could be another procedure. And Maz says taking out the screws could still happen if this current procedure doesn't work. So it hasn't been determined yet. Maz also said that if they do take out the screws, Kyrie will be ready for the start of next season. So they're not concerned about the rehab bleeding into next season. That, I see, they might not think that. They may think, hey, he's going to go through a rehab, he'll be fine. I think that some of that stuff is sort of unpredictable. I mean, having those screws out, those screws that go basically the length of the patella,
That's
a little more serious. Then the bone has to heal. And
yeah, but I mean, if the bones, see, the problem is that the bone's got to fill in where
it's going to fill in where the hole is.
Like, I remember when I had my pins taken out of my finger, my knuckle. I still played after that. It was like 2 weeks after, and I still played.
But when you put pins
in... But I remember him yanking his pins
off.
Yeah,
but when you put the pin in, is the pin through the bone, or is it just through the finger to keep it stabilized? What is that?
They operate on it, and they stick it. It's through a growth plate, so it stuck it down through the bone. So they had to go back in, grip it, and pull it out.
So bone grows around it.
Right.
And then the bone has to fill in.
And the bone fills in, yeah. You get the heebie-jeebies talking about, you know, just removing screws and
the
wires.
The old bone zone.
It's just not normal, you know? Like, Gronkowski still has those rods in his arm, you know, the plate. Remember he got infected and it was all pus and nasty, the dog was licking at it and stuff?
Bothering on it.
And I'm just kidding. But he had to have that thing, you know, gushed out and, you know, flushed. And then that thing had to heal. But he still has metal in there. It's scary, man.
That knee stuff, that's tough. Because there's not a lot of blood flow. Not a lot of muscle area, cushioning, you know, to where you could kind of strengthen the area up around it. It's just, man, you're out there. It's just bone and tendons on knee. Cartilage. Mm.
Well, I think it's something worth watching.
I think it's something he's always going to have to do.
I feel like that's going to happen. I feel like that surgery is going to happen this offseason.
Dude, I played with guys that had like 17 knee surgeries because they always go in there and clean stuff up. Like, they're always finding stuff.
This is what I would say.
Easy scopes.
Not along the lines of shut them down, but if you're advising Kyrie Irving on this, you're going to say, Kyrie, get them out now so that there's no problems that pop up next season. Get it out of the way. Get it done with. Take those screws out.
Second year eliminated from the playoffs. The next day you get the surgery and get it taken care.
Get it over with. Yeah. And never have to think about it again. That's what I would say.
Dr. Mark. Put you in there.
I'm no doctor. I'm not smart enough for that.
Sure you are.
No.
You read up on stuff. You could learn that.
No, there's a big difference between being able to read and being a doctor.
You need that steady hand.
I got the steady hand.
I think I've got the skills to BS, like BS as a doctor. You know, pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, chart. I can see you walking on a clipboard chart.
Let me see that. I could easily pretend like I'm supposed to be there and I know what I'm doing.
Yep. Stick your tongue out.
I mean, how do you think I'm doing this job all the time?
Yep. One of the guys I went to the games with last weekend was a doctor. Yeah. He was listening to the conversation about Kyrie's knee last week when he was driving up here. He was about to punch his steering wheel. He said, listening to us talk about medical stuff.
You know, hey, Doc, 617-779-0985. Personal friend of Jim Lyle. So yeah. I've heard about this guy before.
We got Chris Geary calls in.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Hey, Doc, you know the number.
Instead of laughing at us.
Punch his steering wheel. For what? What did we say that was so offensive?
You know what, Doc? Maybe you do sports radio. We could drive around listening to you. We'll punch our steering wheel. Dumbass. What's he a doctor? Let me guess. He's a chiropractor. Calls himself doctor.
Oh, no, he runs like, the emergency room.
Or he's like Stewart. Maybe he's like Stu from The Hangover.
There goes Zoe against Kyrie. We're going to get a call from my chiropractor now.
Yeah, it happens every time.
Brace yourself for it.
I love all the chiropractors. They're my boys.
Really?
Yeah. Dr. Miller.
He loves all chiropractors.
I'm tight with Dr. Miller. I'm like, look at you. You've been
You obviously don't believe he's a real doctor.
Hey, he's doing something right, driving a freaking Ferrari he's got a Ferrari and
making a lot of money, but is
and a Mercedes.
Is he a real doctor?
Got all his rings, travels with the team. He's good dude. He's cracked my back for 20 years.
Did he study
I don't know what he studied. He just cracks
Chinese medicine, ancient Chinese medicine at a defunct California university.
He's got the oils in there and stuff. He's got it all. They all got the oils. Essential oils. Rub a little of this on there. What?
Coming up next, we have fake promos for this Friday, but also a special happy birthday to Hardy.
Sure do. But you know what I was doing during that little break in there?
I don't.
Went in there, Billy Lanny on his phone was watching the Stanton home runs from yesterday. It's Billy getting his ding-dong fixed. Second one was big, huh, Billy? Uh-huh.
Can we have a late ad to the fake promos?
They give.
Give it to me! Give it to me now, damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day!
And they give.
I love breaking news!
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways. It's actually Fake Promo Friday. I usually call them the Weekenders, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Let's get right to it. Happy birthday, Hardy.
Thank you. We had 10 fake promos this week.
We'll get to those in a moment.
And every tune is going to be a hot and happening one.
For Mother's Day, actually, I think I got Mars the big one.
Manu.
Stuck it in there, and they couldn't get it out.
Put that piccolo down. Get your used to something bigger. Come here.
Shoved it in there, and it took a while.
Go look at porn.
Sometimes when you get choked out, it literally chokes the blank out of you.
My good friend Zoe, I apologize. I didn't know what you were doing.
I got a big rack, but jacked up teeth.
You too. TM Verif. That can't be right.
We can't so reach you there, Sea Scissor.
Are you talking about Duncan?
I am.
Duncan D's Nuts?
Duncan D's Nuts.
I could get a story or two out of Zoe on that guy.
Oh, that's okay.
Now, right in my face.
You're damn right they did. Surrender. Surrender. North Korea's at it again, Dan.
Nice job, T-Bone.
T-Bone's birthday montage is our
it's like the only thing
best
he can
work.
Do.
That's his best work. Thank you, T-Bone. Thank you.
Happy birthday, big boy.
Howdy, hello.
Always to Katy Perry.
Hello.
Love it. Good tradition we have here.
All right. Fake promo Friday.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Good batch.
How many we have?
10.
10.
Midday's at 10. Zolak and Bertrand.
Got mountains. Got, you know, snow-covered mountains and whatever. Probably time to come home, do some laundry, I think, for everybody. But
all right, then.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That good back and forth between you and Grandy.
That Grandy interview is really, it's heading down a certain path.
It's an awkward start almost every week. That's, we got to just work on the starts, everything else will be better.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He's going to be J.D. Drew 2.0.
Meaning what?
He's just going to be like, yay, you know?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good explanation.
Jim thinks that guy was putting it on.
Yeah.
Jim thinks that guy was faking.
I'm buying in on that.
I don't.
I'm buying in on that, Jim.
That's why I don't laugh.
I want to believe he's
he's above it.
Oh. No, Jim, you're so cool.
Jim's above it all.
Yeah. Nothing gets by Jim.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Chicago dogs. We got to think Chicago
Chicago's
dogs.
Different now.
Oh. I don't know what happened there. I was trying to get Kirby on the line. Kirby, hold on.
Hi, seven Kirby. Digits for this type of call now. Thank you.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Alpha, Echo, Delta.
Delta,
Bravo.
Alpha, November. Yeah.
Whiskey.
I don't know. We never did find out. What
it's a Chinese space station coming in for a landing.
That's probably it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
When something doesn't go his way, it really that's a cross. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I thought he and you would be on the same level, like same wavelength.
Sounded like he was slapping something there, Dan. I'm like, what is he doing?
if anyone here would understand what the hell that guy was saying, it would be you. And you were hard. No.
No.
I thought about it. No.
I'm sorry.
I gave it a shot.
Hello.
Hello?
So did his best, but no. Nope.
No.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He'd obviously have to be checked out as any player of getting an injured guy.
Fred.
Do you have chickens, Fred?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What do we settle on?
Macaw.
Macaw?
We got these bastards in our backyard. You ever hear of them? Fisher cats?
That's not a
they
fisher cat.
They rip the hell out of trees. They eat dogs. They'll kill anything.
Fine,
man.
But that wasn't a fisher cat.
Player.
You don't know what a fisher cat sounds like.
Yes, I do, because we have them around our house, too.
You know what I have in my backyard now?
What?
I think.
A fox.
A fox?
Oh, have you heard
you
that fox
get rid of that
night?
Fox, man.
Screams.
Sounds like a baby crying, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yep.
It's definitely weird.
Did you read the Mark?
Scared the hell out of me the first time it happened.
Who's the guy in the Globe? Is Mark Shannon or Shanahan?
Shanahan.
Did you read the column that's going to be in this Sunday?
I did not.
About something that attacked his son while he was sledding in the woods and they didn't find out. They still don't know what it is.
Sasquatch.
It's terrifying.
Shut up.
You read it this Sunday in the Globe. It's unbelievable.
You serious?
12-year-old son's out sledding, comes back, face torn apart, bleeding all over the place. He said, what happened? The kid's like stunned and shocked. He's like, is mom okay? It was a giant bird. They're like, what? They think maybe an owl, but they don't know.
Badass owl.
Wait till you read this story. You won't sleep.
Killer owl.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Sounds real phony.
Got to make a lot of money.
It is phony. That's.
Glenn Fry's dead.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Glenn Fry is dead. Glenn Fry is dead.
That's right.
Apropos, Glenn Fry is
nothing.
Dead.
Paul is dead.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
But I love it. Now, why do they go thick? Because bigger might be better in that regard. I don't know. Anyways.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Jaffe's been coming on this show long enough to know you can't do that.
And he knew it. He's like, anyways.
Yeah. That's
someone else, please talk.
Yeah. Halfway got done saying it, and he realized this was a mistake.
Why do they go thick? Because sometimes bigger is better.
Right. We will not soon recover from.
Ready, Zo?
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I think he's close. I think we're going to see him back. Yeah. What are you yaying about?
Yeah.
Very good.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was looking something up.
Clearly.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Doing research.
Whoa. Checking a box score, I'm
research.
Sure.
Yeah.
There was a box at all.
There's a play-by-play thing.
You've been signed out of your computer for 40 minutes.
Hell yeah. Friday.
I've looked over there.
Let's go.
1:19 p.m.
Spinning his key ring from his little finger since the clock
struck
one. I
gotta go watch Stanton home runs. Come on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He's more worried about what dance am I gonna choreography at a wedding.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We settled on that word? You good with it?
Choreograph. Many uses of the word.
Choreograph. Okay. We can accept that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you choreograph a dance. That's
choreograph.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just
so.
I never did dance.
Yes. One more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And that Johnny Miller question about do you think you're managing for your job, that was opening day in 2016.
Oh, my God.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Again, where the man jammed his hand between his own leg and the table.
Look at that finger. Can't even bend it. Telling you, new studio's got to be 3 inches higher.
He pinched his hand between the table and himself.
It's my favorite moment of the week.
This place is built for little people.
Oh, it's good.
I had no offense, man. You're not little. We got any more?
Good week, boys.
We got any more?
That's it. Last one.
All right. 10. Sweet.
Everyone have a great weekend.
Tomorrow, Cask and Flag in 5 to 7.
Final four.
Come on out and watch some basketball with me. Cask and Flag in
Fenway.
Did
you see Sister Jean's press conference?
I saw the people there.
There was like 400 people at hers and like 2 people at the other press conference for the other team.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Go Loyola.
Yeah, sure.
How many home runs do you think Stanton will hit this weekend, Beetle?
I don't know.
Probably 3 more.
Maz goes with 5.
Five by Monday.
I know you'll both be dancing in your underwear.